מסוד הברייסה, שניים עדות המשטר, מה רמה שלי ונחו ממנו מצוסת, לא מה משחול פרעתי בכוח, זה לא שברייסה איז ישקה עם השטר בחויסמה. אז השיטה מייקס את דיר, כאן בלושן עד הגמרה, בחויסמה, איז משמה, that ישקה עם השטר, with the Edom who signed in the shtar, the Edom that signed in the shtar. And he says, Chayn is meduyik in Rashi, that Rashi says, the Edom who signed in the shtar, right, ksav yodenu who's there. The Lashon ksav yodenu who's there is not the Edom that wrote the shtar are writing it. Freg the Shita, that Kiyom is not only through the Edom in the shtar, Kiyam is also through other Edom who recognize the chsimus of the Edom of the Shtar. As why is the Braisa saying, Yiskayim Hashtar Bechoysamov Mashma, that Kiyam is from the Edom that are signing in the Shtar? Hare, there's other ways to do Kiyam. You could do Kiyam when other Edom come. You don't need the same Edom to come. Void, there's another Eifin of Dimu Chsimus. If you have chsimus on a different shtar that's makuyim, and this chsima looks similar, as even if there's no edim, you could do it through dimui chsimus. As what's the inyan that the Mishnah is saying, yiskayim hashtar b'chisamav? That's the shayla of the yeshita. The maisa, it's not the only place you find it, even though the shita shtels over here, you find it in the Mishnah in Gidden on the base of Amid Aleph, he uses such a lashon in other Gemaras. Vihima, the Shita over here, shtels on it. What's the lashon of Yiskayim Ashtar Bechlisamo? As he wants to buy a chiddush from here, that Vais Techois Lechat Chila, there's a maila if the Edim of the Shtar themselves come and they're Mekayim the Shtar. Meaning, even though b'diavad, if Edom Acherim come, it works also. They could say they recognize the chsimus. Abavad is better when the Edom themselves come and say, we know we signed on the shtar, that's the best raya. When Edom Acherim come and they say, we recognize the chsimus, as maybe somebody did a chsima that's karev to it. It's not mukhrach that it's true. But when the Edom themselves come and they say that we know we signed it, as that's the biggest riot to the truth, as l'chatchila there's a mile of Yiskayim Hashtar b'chosomo. That's the mahalach of the Shita. Yeah. Rav Asher and Rav Elia Baruch wanted to say a different shot based on a chiddush of Nachum in Inyanei Kiyam, that the gather of Kiyam, Rav Nachum said, is that when we know that the chsimus of the Edis are amitiim, as then the Edim shebishtar ameir on mashikosev bashtar. It's the big yisoid of Chaim in Sefer, that the gedis of Edis shebishtar is the meidim akol mashikosev bashtar, and that's why the Gemara says, if Edom come to pass on the shtar, it's a tray, a tray. Who is the tray, you tray? Because the two Edom on the shtar are made on the hechsher of the shtar. Say b'zei, Rav Asher Rav Elia Baruch wanted to say havana in yiskayim hashtar b'chosamav, because the gather of every kiyam is we're just being made that this is their signatures. That's all we need for kiyam. Once we know this is their signatures, as then the Edom shebishtar are always made on the hechsher of the shtar. As every kiyam, the gedah shabai is that through the kiyam, the Edom shebishtar are made. Kol zman there's a chshash mezuyev. Who says there's a shtar b'chlal? Who says the Edom shebishtar are made? The gedah of kiyam is now that we know they signed, as the Edom shebishtar is made. As Yiskayim Ashtar b'chosamav, ayidei the kiyam, proving that it's not ziyuf, the chosamav are made on what it says in the shtar. As over here, it's a diuk, it's not negeyed to the lomdis, of in the sugyas and ksubis, very negated to the Ram this year. The Suyus of Shtaris Yilchesam and Beis Yutes. That's the Dikduk from the Lashon of Gemara. The Shittush tells on the Diyuk. He says a Mahalach. He saw another Mahalach. Pir of Nachum. Okay. Freg the Gemara. Amama Yiskayim Ashtar Bechosam. Shittus Rebbe. Vegovile Mal Vekule. Lesle Masnisan Shnayim Oysen. As Freg the Pnei Yeshua, what do you have to ask in the Mishnah Bechlal? We have a Sufik, who it is. We don't know who it fell from. The Malva is saying it fell from him. The Loiva is saying it fell from him. Why should the Malva win the Din Torah? What's the tzar that he should get everything? What do you have to ask your kasha from the Mishnah of Yachloiku? It's poshid, he doesn't get everything. Why should he get everything? It's a Sufik, Lefneinu. Ember the Pnei Yeshua with the Gevaldik Chiddush. Zag the Pnei Yeshua, Be'etzem, over here, there's a reason why the Malva should get everything. Because we're talking about a case where everyone was made, the shtar was once in the hands of the Malva. The Shaila was, it fell from him, and who found it? As it comes out, the Malva has a cheskes mari kama. Now it fell from him, and there's a Shnayim Oichsim. As the Gemara has a tzad, that when there's a Cheskes Marikama, the Cheskes Marikama should be Machriya. Shnayim Oichsim means Zeh Muchsik B'Shava, V'Zeh Muchsik B'Shava. No one's more Muchsik than the other one. As over here, you could win with a Marikama. As that was the tzad of the Gemara, V'Gavile Malve Kule, because the Malva has a Mari Kama. Aye, so what's the Gemara asking from the Mishnah of Shnayim Oichsim? Where do you see in the Mishnah of Shnayim Oichsim not that way? Zog the Pnei Yeshua, a Chiddush in Pshat. This is the Chiddush in Pshat. That the Mishnah, Stimus HaMishnah's Mashma, even if we know one of them owned it before, by Shnayim Oichsim B'Tavis, the Stimus HaMishnah's Mashma, Afilu Hochi, the Din is Yachloiku. As you see, B'Mokam where Tavayu Muchzakim Ba, you don't go Basa Mari Kama. As that's the Pshat in the Gemara. The Hava Mina was, it should be Govilei Malva Kulai, because he's the Mari Kama. We bring a raya from the Mishnah, b'makom shnayim oichsin, you don't go baser marikam. That's the back and forth of the Gemara lefi lepnei Yeshua. The Yetzim Nekuda, the Nochum brought, is a Shmaita, in Shmaita Dalet, Perek Yud Dalet. He brings a Shach, that the Shittas HaShach is you don't go basa mari kama by shnayim oichsin, and the Shmaita argues you do go basa mari kama by shnayim oichsin. As this needin of the Pnei Yeshua, if a cheskes mari kama works by shnayim oichsin, kilu donu bag daily achreinim v'nech mikuba. As what's this needin if cheskes mari kama works in a matziv of shnayim oichsin? As Rav Nachum Tainis. Kipshuta, you don't have to be Rav Nachum to make the tliya, but Rav Nachum says, it's totally on the Chakira, this Rebbe, Rebbe Chanon, what's the gather of the Muxikais of Shnayim Oichsin? Is it the gather that Zeh Muxik Bechetzioi, the Zeh Muxik Bechetzioi, like we saw on Tosis, on Beis Amar Aleph, that each one has a non Sadi Bechetzioi Shaloi, it's more Bechetzioi, we saw on the Ramban, on the Avvav Amar Aleph, Zeh Muxik Bechetze Yoyser Mechaveroi. We saw under Rabbeinu Yoina in Baba Basra, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. We saw Kama Rishonim. The Fize, the Halacha is Muxik against Mari Kama, is a Mefurish Gemara on Bab Mitziya Dav Chuf, that Muxik is stronger than Mari Kama. As Ramela, the Pnei Yeshua learns that each one is Muxik Bechetze. As if each one is Muxik Bechetzi, Muxik wins Mari Kama. Masha'en Kain, the Yachroinim that argue on the Pnei Yeshua, they'll learn that each one, that together Shnai Moichsim is Shnei Muxakim Bekulai. And it's Momen Amoto Besafik Cholke. As Im Kain, each one is not Muxik on his Chetzi Yoitze Michavegai. each one is muxik b'shava. And we saw Rashi and Daf Chesam and Aleph, Rashi Daf Bezam and Aleph, Rashi Bezam and Bez. As Lefi Zeh, as then a Mari Kama should work, because he's not going against the muxik, because the muxik of both of them together are equal. As each one is just as muxik as the other one. As no one is more muxik than the other one, as b'makom where no one is more muxik, as now the Mari Kama could be machria. Mitzad the tfisa shalachsav shneim shavim. Plus one of them has a Mari Kama. As if one of them has a Mari Kama, as a mela, he's other, as he could be moitzi from a shneim. That's Rinochum Zer. Aleph Beis Pasha the Tmira. The Yesh Ladin Bidvarav al Shtei Hatzdad. Yesh Lachlik al Dvarav B'Shnei Hatzdad. The Haimur. Even if you learn each one is Muxik B'Chetzei, but we saw the Ramban says it doesn't mean there's a din of Moitzi Mechavel V'Raya. He's not a Muxik Gomer B'Chetzei. He's a Muxik Kolduhu B'Chetzei. The Madreg is a Muxik Kais. As Efesh Mari Kama is better. Va'oid, even on the other Tliya Yesh Lodin, that being that they're both Muchzakim B'Shaveh, and Muchzik overrides Marikama, as a Mela you can't use the Marikama. As Yesh Lodin on the Tliya of Avinu Shvi, that's the way Rav Nochum wants to be Tliya, the Nekuda of the Bnei Yeshua. But the Bnei Yeshua is Gebayt, that the Marikama wins, will bring a Raya from the Mishnah, that Mari Kama doesn't win by Shnayim by Yechsin. That's a big chiddush in Pshat that the Mishnah is talking about, where there's a Mari Kama. Rav Nochum said, Behelem, the Pnei Yeshua, you could answer the Shaila of the Pnei Yeshua, Ba'oifin Acher. What was the Shaila of the Pnei Yeshua? What's the tzad of the Gemara? The Malva should take everything. Hare, we have a Suffolk, why should the Malva get everything? He brought the Rishashi as another Shaila. There's a Gemara later, in the Hemshech of the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi holds the Chayshinan Lepirayim. As why in the Reisha don't we have this Machloikis, this Shikus, the Chayshinan Lepirayim or not? As Rav Nochum said, that if you look at the Ritva explains what's the sign of the Gemara, Vigovi Leimal Vikula. He goes like the Mandi Omar of Loi Chayshinon Lepirayin, which is Shitis Ebyasi Hareu Bechiskasai. A Mamela Yugoiva Bekula. And what's the Hezbollah? Why does he hold Loi Chayshinon Lepirayin? Rashi on the Amid Bey says, because anyone who's Pireya, he's Miyan Nikra the Shtar. As if there was a Pirayin, the Shtar would have been ripped. How could it be the Shtar's here if the Pirayin? Must be there was no Pirayim. As we're going like Rav Yossi of Loi Chayshin on the Pirayim, Memela the Malva is Nemon Lagam. That's how the Ritva explains the Gemara. Now, Tzarech Bir, if Das is the Nidin over here, and the Tzad, the Malva is Nemon, is Loi Chayshin on the Pirayim, as what are we asking from the Mishnah of Shnayim Oichsin? What do you see in the Mishnah of Shayim Oysin Klapi Chayshinon Lepirayim? Zokrev Nochum, a Gishmaka vote. Zokrev Nochum, because what's the word of Loi Chayshinon Lepirayim? The Gemara's Lashon is because the Shtar is Becheskes Kashrus. A Shtar Biyana Malva is Becheskes Kashrus. The Gemara on Zayin Amid Beis is Mechadish. Even when it's in the street and a shlish found it, the shtar is still becheskes kashrus. But that's only when it's by the malva or it's in the street or by a third person. But once the shtar gets biyad haloive, the shtar is bottle. It loses its chaykif of shtar. It loses its cheskes kashrus. A shtar is only kayim kolzman, it's a shtar biyad hamalve. Once the shtar is biyad haloive, it loses its koyach of edus, it loses its din of shtar. That's when you say is a riff in Yevamis daf lamed aleph amid beis. The chreinim bring the riff that a shtar only has a hechsher when it's biyad the baldover, biyad hamalve. Ashtar biyara loive is botel umavoto. Ibazei zakrib nochum does fret the Gemara. We could have said that just like on the Gemara on Amid Beis, it's called the Shtar Biyad HaMalva. The Shtar is Biches Kosai, and we're not Chayshin on the Piroyin, as Oibaze on the Amid Aleph. That's Pshad in the Mandi Yoma. Loi Chayshin on the Piroyin. That's why the Malva gets everything. Of a Frek the Gemara, Hare the Mishnah says the Din is Yachloiku. And the Ritva will learn the Din of Yachloiku is because it's Biches Kas HaLoiva. The loiva is machzik in the shtar, makes that the shtar is becheskoso. As being that it's becheskas a loiva, half the shtar, klape that half of the shtar, he's battle the same shtar. There's no cheskas kashas of the shtar. There's no chazoka, the shtar is a good shtar. As klape that half, why is he neman on pirayin? This is the shayla of the Gemara. As the Fizeh, the Gemara is asking a Lomdish Hashayin. If you see in the Mishnah that there's a din of Yachleiku, you see that each one is a muchzik on half the shtar. As that should be a battle the Torah shtar, as we should be chayshin on the Pirayin. Das frek the Gemara. As the Mahalach of Nochum Alpi the Ritva, he just adds a knech. If the name is chayshin on the Pirayin, what does it help for Yachleiku? It makes that it's a star, so we can be chashin on the piroyu.
How are we about to have a star?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be like either way?
I mean, you mavatal half the koyach of shtar, being that each one's a muksif b'chetze. Just like we said, each one takes half of the vow, the choyv of the shtar. As a melech kilu, each one is holding in half the shtar. Yeah. It's not something like it's this part of the shtar, because if you cut off half a shtar, the whole thing's possible. But it means kilu, he has a koyach on chetzi koyach of the shtar. That's the point. Oh. Okay. And this is the Shaila of the Gemara. As Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Enoch in Ami, Mekoyim, Divrei HaKol Yachlo, Kifigi B'she'enu Mekoyim, Rabbi Sava, Moidu B'shtar Shekosoy, Osarich Lekayim, Vi Mekayim Lei Polik, Vi Loi Mekayim Loi Polik, Mai Taima Chas Baalmu, Man Kamash Vilei Lahai Shtar Eloiva, Koma Dipriya, Rav Shem Gamliel Sava, Moidu B'shtar Shekosoy, Ein Sarich Lekayim, Baba Gav, Deloi Mekayim Lei Yachlo, Yachloiku. This is the Gemara. As this Gemara brings the Machlekes of Moide Bishtar Shekosu, which is something which is many places in Shas. We have it in places in Gidin Beis Amid Aleph. We have it in Ksubis on Daf Yotes, Baba Basra Daf Ayin, and that's just a little bit of the places. One of the famous Machlekes in that repeats itself in Shas. As Havai Mira, there's a big Machlekes Rishonim to explain the Machlekes. And the Beis Alevi Taina is that in our Gemara, there's a Tosefes, where you could be poish at the big Machlekes Rishonim. What's the Pshat? The way the Mishtar Shekosah. As Havai, let's be Baina the Indian together. What's the Machlekes Amoy the Mishtar Shekosah? As Tosis in Ksubis, and Daf Yotes Amir Aleph says, the mandiyama that the loiv is neman is very moving. He has a migui. He's saying parua. Migui, he could have said mizuyif. As being that he had a migui, he could have said mizuyif. He's neman to say parua. What is the other mandiyama who says the loiv is not neman? Zaktaisis, he's yare loimer mizuyif. He doesn't have a migui. Because he's scared to say mezuyah, because ziyif is something you could find edim, it's easy to prove. Boy, he looks very bad. As the machlekes is, does he have a migui or not? That's the way Tosis and Ksubis. Yasa lefiza, it's not a heavy lomdisha machlekes. The shaila is, do you say yare loimer mezuyah and there's no migui, or you have a migui? This is what Tosis and Ksubis in one malach. The second Malach of Taisis we get to see in the Sudas. It's a whole lot of Yichus. This is the Pasha of Malach. Frek Tzach the Shaila on Taisis. If the reason why he's Neman is Midin Migui, as what does it help if you're Mekayim it afterwards? Hare Bishah, when he walked into Bezdin, he had a mikud. If he was a liar, he would have said the other time a mezuyah. From the fact that he didn't say mezuyah, you see he says emes. As he already had the mikud. As later on, when you bring kiyam, he can't tie a mezuyah anymore. Who cares? He already tied his mikud. He already said his mikud in Bezdin. He had his mali l'shaker. My nafkamina, when it afterwards Eidim come. As the Ksais in Simon Menvov brought down in Rebbe Chanan brings two mahalchim. One mahalach he brings down from the base Yosef, because you say he knew Eidim were gonna come. And therefore he didn't have a migui meikar. What's the word of migui meikar? If he was a liar, he would have said it. If Eidim show up afterwards, we say he knew Eidim were going to come. And because we say he knew Eidim were going to come, he never had a migui meikar. But that's a pshat dochot. Number one, the Rishonim don't say it. And it's a hechatimsa. Hechatimsa, he knew what was coming. A zagdik sais, you see over here a big yisayid in migui. If you lose the taina that the migui is based on, you lose the migui. That's what you see in this Gemara. Bottle the taina you could have tainted, it's bottle the migui. Frek Rebbe Chanan, what's shot in the ksais? Migui is mali l'shaker, it's a raya, he's an emistika guy. As l'maisa, we have a raya, he's an emistika person, because he could have tainted the other taina and he didn't tain it. Zog Rebbe Chanan from our sugya is one of the big rayas to Rebbe Chanan's big shtickle Torah. That in every migui there's a din of koyach ha-taina. The only reason the neman in this taina is because it's biyodai to taina the other taina. You bring over the nemanis of the other taina into this taina. As if it's bottle the koyach of the other taina, there's no koyach ha-taina. If there's no koyach ha-taina, it's bottle the neman. We're going to do this. We're going to say Rebbe Chanan the way Rebbe Nochum said it over, not the way Rebbe Chanan said it over. It's in many rayas, not that way. As Rebbe Nochum fixed up what his Rebbe said, and he said that to answer all the rayas, that the word is you need two things. You need Mali Lashakir and you need Koyach HaTayin. As Mimela, if the Koyach HaTayin is bottle, you can't use the Mali Lashakir Luchud. Because Mali Lashakir, okay, I see he's an emistika guy, but it's not a Raya Brura. It's not enough to prove that he's right, as the Mali Lashakir only works Bitsir of the Koyach HaTayna. The Mele of its bottle, the Koyach HaTayna, you can't use the Mali Lashakir. Okay. So Mechonin says, Siddinim, Tidarkon, Shal HaRosh Hashivis. There's a lot of questions. That's the way Rav Nochum said, and that's the way he answered a lot of their rayas. This one included. As thus is the Mahalach Lefi Taisis. So Lefi Taisis, the Machlekes is Yare Loimar. The Shaila is, why does Edom help? As you see, when it's Botol Koyach HaTayna, Botol Ki Mikud. Thus is Taisis. The Ramban in Baba Basra and Daf Ayin is Choylik on Taisis. The Ramban says that it over there is the sugya if migui is mahani keneged shtarcha biyadi my boy. Frektosis, why is there a sugya if migui is mahani keneged shtarcha biyadi my boy? It's a b'furish gemara over here. If you nema with a migui or perua against the shtar. As why over there in Baba Basra is it a suffix in the Gemara, Migui Gemakim Sharcha Biyadi my boy? It's our sugi in Baba Mitzia, Zion Amid Aleph, which repeats itself many places in Shas, Tanoyim, Moide Bishtar Shikosli, Tzarech Lakaimoya, Aim Tzarech Lakaimoya. Thus is Taisis Shaila in Baba Basra Dafayim. The Ramban answers the Shaila of Taisis that the nemanis in our sugya is not mishum migui. It's mishum pesha asar. Pesha asar is a higher level of nemanis from migui. Pesha asar means, what's the reason why this is a shtar? Hare, there's no kiyam. There's a chash ziyuf. As before he opens his mouth, the shtar is a chaspa bialma. There's a chash ziyuf on the shtar. As who turned the shtar into the shtar? The loiva, as the same way he's moide, and you believe him in the haidah, that the shtar is a kosher shtar, if you believe him in the haidah, the shtar is a kosher shtar, you have to believe him in what he's saying, parua. Not midin mali l'shaker, midin pesha osar hu ha-pesha itim. And the best way of explaining Pesha Aser, Pesha Hiter, is Rashi's words on the Mishnah in Ksubis Yud Ches Amid Beis. Every yeshiva bacha has to have these words carved in his heart. Ki hechi de minu aha, and minu aha. It's not Pesha, it's not, if he was a liar, he would have said a better taina. It's a totally different lumbus. If we believe you on this, we have to believe you on this. As Pesha Aser is better than Miku. As the man diyama who holds Maida Bishtar Shekosvay, the loiv is Neman, it's Midin Pesha Aser, which is better than Miku. That's what the Ramban says. It's the famous Ramban. The tzarech beer, as what is the man diyama who's chaylik, what does he hold? As the Ramban is sasim v'loy pirish, what does he hold? As the Birch Shmuel, very famous, explains, according to the Ramban, the beer in the machlekes is, what is the geder of kiyam shtaris? The man diyama that holds the loyviz neman holds that the geder is, Chazal saw in later Doris that Shash Zirf was Matsui. As they said, every Shtar she'ena Mekuyim, there's a Shash Zirf on it. And Mamela, the Shtar is a Chaspa. Even if you don't tie anything, the Shtar is, there's a Shash Zirf against the Shtar. As then you have a Pesha Aser, a Pesha Hitter. If I don't say anything, the Shtar is Shash Zirf on it. The other way of learning that the getter of Kiyam is, Chazal said, if the loiva tainas mezuyif, he's neman. But until he tainas, we're not choishish. As if he tainas mezuyif, Chazal gave him neman as to pass on the shtar. But if he doesn't taina, we're not choishish, the shtar is mezuyif. As then the shtar is a kosher shtar. The machlokes is what's the geder of kiyam shtaris. The man diyama, the loiv is neman, is because he has a pesha aser. A shtar, which is not makuyim, is a chaspa. You made the shtar, the same way we believe you made the shtar, ki hechi demninu aho, emninu aho. The man diyama that holds the loiv is not a neman, holds a shtar is not. A chaspa, a star on Kiev is a good star. You have an emunis if you tie a mezuyif. As then, it's a regular migui, it's the best you can have, a migui di boy toyin. And that it's a migui keneged shtarcha biyadi my boy, that it's loy mahani. The only way you could be an emun is with a pesha asa. That's how Rebbe Ber is masbir the machlekes of the, according to the Ramban, it's a machlekes what the gather of kiyam. Yeah. In the Mir, they found there's a sefer called Bal HaTshumis, which is written from a Talmud of the Ramban. In the sefer Bal HaTshumis, as it brings tshuvas from the Ramban, and over there in the tshuva from the Ramban. The Ramban is donning when you want to use a shtar she'ena mekuyim l'choytzi mamon. As it's ena mekuyim, no one's tining mezuyif, but you want to use it to be moitzi mamon. Zog the Ramban, you can't use it to be moitzi mamon. Why? Because a shtar she'ena mekuyim chaspahu. Russian Ramban. Oh. As if you want to use it for itzah, you can't use it because it's a shtar, it's chaspo. Mamish shtar for lashon. Till now we use the lashon chash mezuyev. The Ramban says because of chash mezuyev, a shtar shein makuyim chaspo. This is the Ramban l'shitasai on daf ayin in Baba Basra.
Yeah, man is placing like
Rabbi. Yeah, that's what he's going according to that shita. Yes. Oh. Okay. As thus is the specifically going with you that side. Okay. Thus is the Zog the Beis HaLevi. In Unzer Gemara, we have a pshitis on the Machlekes, Tlesis, and the Ramban. We see what together the Machlekes. He says that in our Gemara, even though this is a Gemara which is brought many times in Shas, in our Gemara, the Gemara adds words that you don't have in any other sugya that brings it down. And these are these words. My taima. The Gemara explains Pshat in the Mandiyama. My taima. Chaspa bi almu. Man kamashvile la haishtara. Loiva. Akamar de priya. As the Gemara state lehedya, that what's the reason of the Mandi Amar? It doesn't say my taima mali leshaker. If he was a liar, he would have said the other taina. The Gemara says the reason is peshaser chasma bialmu man kamashvi leleishdara loiva akama depriya. As a mafurishi Gemara like the Ramban. What is Taisvis going to do with the Gemara? Azak the Beis HaLevi, but the emesis, we only find the Gemara in one place, in Bar Mitzvah Dav Zayin. Why doesn't the Gemara say it somewhere else? Mashba only over here. You have to come on to Pesha Asar. Oh, but everywhere else, you don't have to come on to Pesha Asar. As Toysvis, is it Toysvis in Ksubis, a Toysvis in Gittin? He's going on the regular machloikis of Moida Bishtar Shekosvay, Tzarech Lekaimoy, I ain't Tzarech Lekaimoy. Aber, in Bamitsiya Dav Zayin Amir Aleph, over there, the Gemara says Pesha Aser, even according to Toysvis. Oh. So Shal is, why is this Gemara different than everywhere else? Why over here Toysis is made to the Ramban? As he brings two mahalot, one mahalot from his son Chaim, which we call him Reb Chaim Briska now, and one mahalot from the Beis HaLevi Biatzma. As the mahalot from Reb Chaim is that Reb Chaim wanted to say, in our sugya there is no meaning. Why? Because over here, what's the migi? Migi could have tied in mezuyif. If he's going to tie a mezuyif, if Edom come afterwards, he's going to lose all the geld. Because once Edom are mekayim the shtar, he loses everything. Masha enkein, if he tied his parua, because he's a muchzik in half, he'll get half. As it comes out with the tiny he's tining now, Parua, he gains more than if he were tiny Mizuyev. Normally, every Migui, the other tiny I would have tined, I would have won just as much money in the Din Taira, as therefore you have a Migui. But over here, Reb Chaim has a Reb Chaim Chap, that over here, if I were tiny Mizuyev, if Edom come afterwards, as I lose the whole thing, even though I'm a Muxik Bechetzi. Mashenki, when I'm tiny in Perua. As over here, you have to come on to a Pesha Asa. Yeah. Oh. As a. This is the Shaila of. As a Rav Asher, one year for present to the Rebbe, we bought Rav Asher Piskei Arid. The Shia bought Rav Asher Piskei Arid. Since then, in every sugya, there's been a lot of suffers from the Piskei Arid Ariyas. Though it's not one of the popular svarim, most people don't even open up a Piskei Arid. They don't even know what it is. It's a Piskei Arid and Ariyas, a Masada of Cook. Yeah, Avlamaisa, Rav Asher found a gevaldike yediya. Rav Asher found that the Riaz brings from his Zayda, the Piskei Harid, that his Zayda, the Piskei Harid, asked Rav Chaim's Kasha. How could you have a bigui in our sugya? I in our sugya by Shteyem Adukim, if he's gonna say Mizuyev, as then he's gonna lose everything, but if he says Perua, he wins here. And the Piskei Harid, the Riaz, who's the anacle of the Piskei Harid, says, that would be if the Nemanis is midin migui. Oh, but the Nemanis is midin peshaser. You don't need a migui in a malashaker. It's the Nemanis midin peshaser. And he's medayik the Gemara. The Gemara over here says, my time a chasma bialmu. Mankal mashvile lahai shtara. As Mamish, what Beis HaLevi brings from Rav Chaim, he was mechaven beruach kodshoy to a Piskei Riaz, what he brings from the Zayda, the Tosis Rid, that he asks the question of Rav Chaim, and he says the Teretz. That's why over here you need a Peshas, and he's medayik the Lashon of the Gemara. Oh, that's one mahalach. The Beis HaLevi brings down from Reb Chaim Rizkin. The Beis HaLevi says he would say another mahalach. Only in our sugya you have the lashon of pesha aser, because only in our sugya you have a pesha aser. Why? Because our sugya is talking about a shtar shenofal. As the Gemara on Yud Beis Amid Beis Yud Gimel Amid Aleph says, that when a malva loses his shtar, that makes a reyesa that it's puzzle. Because if it would be a kosher shtar, he would be very makbid. You don't lose your kosher shtar. Shtar is guilt. People don't drop dollar bills on the floor. As if this shtar means guilt, people wouldn't be dropping it on the floor. From the fact that he's dropping it, it shows it's not kosher. As over here, there's a nafal isra. As only over here there's a Pesha Asa. Because not only is there a Chshas Ziyuf, but Siruf the Chshas Ziyuf, there's also a Nafal Isra. As over here there's a Pesha Asa. In all the other places in Shas, there's only a Chshas Ziyuf. There's no Nafal Isra. There's no Pesha Asa. It's a regular Migui. Only over here it's a Migui. A Pesha Asa. Because there's a Nafal Isra. And Rav Nahum added that in the Rabbeinu Gershom in Baba Basra on Daf Kuf Ayin is Meduyik like the Beis HaLevi. When he explains this Machloikis, he throws in the words Mishum Nofal Isra. Yes, the Beis HaLevi has two Mahalchim in the Gemara. Rav Asher added, Chaim's Mahalich is a Piskei Harid. The Beis HaLevi's Mahalich, Rav Nahum added, is a Rabbeinu Gershom. Ober, the worst Isa is the one when the baker himself tells you that it's spoiled and don't eat it. Freg the base, that's an expression in the Gemara. Freg the base HaLevi, over there's a Mefurish Gemara fakert for me and my son Reb Chaim. Why? Because the Gemara in Baba Basra and Daf Kuf Ayin, the Gemara over there is that on this Machlekes Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel by Nofel Isra, the Gemara is in a different place where Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel had a Machlekes when it wasn't Nofel, where there's no Shnayim Oichsim, a regular Loiva tining on the Malva, and the Gemara is it's a Stira. Freg the Beis HaLevi, the feel way him and Reb Chaim are learning. That over here we have a new angle in the Machlokes of Moedei V'Shtar Shekosvoi. How could the Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Kuf Ayin ears from the shir of Shnayim Oichsin with a Nafal to a shir of a regular Malva and a Loiva that has a Shtar? As thus, blinds the Beis HaLevi Shver on this Mahal. Adkan the shtickle of the Beis HaLevi. As the Beis HaLevi wanted to say that over here is a new machlokes, that's his kibbutz, that even traces will be moida over here is pesha asa. Says the reason Reb Chaim, there's no migul, or his reason because it's not for Isra. But he says, you see the Gemara in Baba Basra, Sush tells it to the other machlokes and asks from one to the other one, you see it's exactly the same time. The Beis HaLevi himself was made, you have to say a different teretz on his shayla. And according to Tosis that learns migud, as what's the pshat of why does the Gemara say a lashon of Peshas? Va'oid. And this is a huge va'oid. The Beis HaLevi's teretz is based on Tosis says migud, but he also holds of Pesha Asar. As in our Gemara, you needed Pesha Asar, and the Gemara in Ksubis and Gittin, it worked midin miku. Reboch Bel, Chaim's Talmud, Tainez, that there are kamatoises in that are muchach, not that way. As we'll just say the Roshe Prakim, Hashlam Eseinyin, Toises in Ksubis Yud Chesamid Beis, and Chof Beis Amid Aleph learns that Pesha Aser, the Nemanis is Midin Miku. It's not a Nemanis Hadasha. As I would say, Tosis never holds Pesha Aser is better than Miku. Tosis always compares Pesha Aser to Miku. The Gemara asks Pesha Aser Minayin, right? On Chof Beis and Tsubis. Tosis says the question is Miku Minayin. Because Pesha Aser just means Miku. As a baze, you can't say like the Beis HaLevi and Reb Chaim, number one. Number two, Tosis Shita in Kama Mekoymis in Shas, by Yisoymim, that you're not Taninon Mezuyif, you could be Goyva with a Shtar She'enoi Mekoyim. Tosis Shita in Gittin Daf Beis in many, many places. You could look at the Messiah Sashas, he's assigned 2 to 3 other places. Tosis' shita is when you take a shtar shein a mekuyim on your simon, you could be goyven. Zakr vorbet, Tosis holds the takon of kiyim is you could tain a mezuyim. If you Tosis, there's never a pesha asad. And that's why Tosis and Baba Basra on Daf Ayin asked the question on the Gemara and doesn't answer like the Ramban. As you have to come up with a different teretz. As the shayla of the Beis HaLevi is a rizi gishayla. The Gemara over here sounds like Pesha Asa, like the Ramban. His mahalach was, even Tosis is moida over here, it's Pesha Asa. He has the shayla on himself. Because you have to come up with a different teretz, how to answer the Gemara. Oh, that's the believed shred. One more little dig. Just mamish, a small dig for the Gemara. In Rashi over here, there's a reason you finish. What does it mean, Maida Vishtar Shekos? As I would have thought, Maida Vishtar Shekos means, he's Maide, it's not Mezuyah. V'chein is Mavur in Tosis and Gittin Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Rashi over here says something more. Rashi says, Maide lei shekosev shtarzeh v'lova loy mois. Maide v'shtar shekosev, it's not enough that he's Maide, the shtar was written by the Zedek. He has to be Maide that he made Baal. The shaila is why? After the whole shir, the Olam could fear us on their own, why Rashi could possibly hold that way. I hope you could. Let's tell you, that's the Gemara, the Sugya. Ba'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're learning the Sugya of Hashina on the Piroyim, which goes down to the Gemara of Taifis and Tayyip. We're going to finish the Sugya of Hashina on the Piroyim tomorrow. The Ezra Shem get up to on the day afterwards the sugya, the big sugya of Taifis.